Oh, hey, dork. Do you know where my little sister's gone off to? We were gonna see a movie on Saturday, and I need to know if she's already bought the tickets. Yeah, well, I just found out that I'll be working that day, and you know how she is about these kinds of things. Everything has to be perfectly in place, planned weeks in advance. I figured as long as the tickets weren't purchased, I might still be able to get out of it. Otherwise, I'm kinda screwed. She and I have not been on the best of terms lately. This was supposed to be our chance to bury the hatchet, or whatever. She told you about it, huh? That doesn't bode too well. It's not like I want to skip out on her. It's just somebody at work randomly decided to go on a road trip, and now I've got to cover for them. Plus, like, who buys movie tickets so far in advance? It's not even more convenient. Just puts everybody on a stricter schedule. I don't know. Do you think she'll understand? She has to, right? Sorry. I didn't plan on dumping all of this on you. You must be feeling a little out of your depth here, suddenly being treated like you're my therapist or something. How about I just drop it for now? She's gone, though, right? Figures. That girl acts like she'd turn to ash if she ever got anything below an A. So, you weren't in the mood for a thrilling group study session? Why are you still here, then? Not that I mind, only it is a little odd. Really? Huh. Maybe I've misjudged her. I didn't know my prim and proper little sister was so obsessed with such juvenile games. But if her character really is in that desperate need of leveling, she could have picked somebody better to do the grinding. What? You kinda suck at this, dork. Uh-huh. Your combos are sloppy, and you don't even prioritize the right enemies. It's honestly depressing to watch. Oh? Got something to say? Go on. Speak your mind. Don't be a stranger. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now hand over the controller. Big Sis is gonna show you how to really play. Good pet. Behold the skills of a true gamer. My blood is code red and my bones stale pizza crust. The dark circles under my eyes are a symbol of my dedication. Did you see that, dork? I didn't even take a single point of damage. Maybe you should be taking notes. I could teach you a thing or two. Take that. Ha! That's how you do it. You know, I'm starting to think it's actually a good thing that my sister's off at that study session. This way, I get you all to myself. Hey, there's no need to be embarrassed. I know I tease you sometimes, but I'm being serious. You're fun to be around. Sure, when my sister first brought you over, I thought you were just some lame crush she had, but we've gotten to know each other over the years, and you're, like, pretty cool, I guess. You've got a good sense of humor, and you always listen to me. It's clear you really care about what I have to say. That's kind of a rare trait for most of the people in my life. So I can understand why my sister's so attached to you. Honestly, I even find it a little strange that you aren't dating her. Don't take that the wrong way or anything. I just think you two get along so well, and she's been single for, well, forever. It's more surprising that you haven't, gotten together. Sorry. I'm getting nosy again, aren't I? Feel free to stop me if this gets too personal, or if I hit a nerve or whatever. Your friendship is really important to my sister. And she definitely wouldn't forgive me if I messed it up. Plus, I'm honestly relieved that you aren't interested in her romantically. I might get jealous otherwise. Hey, don't get too cocky, dork. I just think you're cute, okay? And sweet. And caring. Whenever I see you, I get this irresistible urge to tease you and make you flustered for me. Of course, my sister's usually here to yell at me to leave. That's why it's such a treat when we're actually alone together. There's no one who can stop me from having my fun. Big sis has got you right where she wants you. Oh, darling, what's wrong? You seem a bit nervous. Did you just realize how vulnerable you are like this? Sitting in someone else's house next to a woman you barely know? A strong, older woman? You can tell how much I work out, can't you? Don't lie. I saw you staring at my arms earlier when I picked up the controller. Do you like how toned my body is? I don't lie around all day playing games. And you, shrimp? Compared to you, I'm practically a bodybuilder. I bet I could hold you down with one arm if I wanted to. Then, even if you tried to scream, I'd have no trouble covering your mouth. An adorable pet like you really shouldn't be left alone. After all, who knows what kind of unsavory people may be lurking around, waiting for the right moment to snatch you up. Oh shit, I really scared you, didn't I? Sorry, cutie, but you can't totally blame me. Showing me that shy little smile, those puppy dog eyes. There's no way I could hold myself back. Admit it, pet. You like me. I bet every time you come over, you wonder if I'll be here too. If Big Sis will finally swoop you up in her strong arms and kiss you like you've always imagined. But I could be wrong. Maybe you only see me as your best friend's sister. If that's the case, I can stop right the second, go back up to my room, and pretend we never even saw each other today. Seriously, though, I don't want to pressure you into doing anything you don't want to, sweetie. So, which is it? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. You were mumbling a little and I didn't catch that. Could you repeat it for me? Yeah. You want Big Sis to hold you? Come here, sweetheart. Now close your eyes. Shh. Trust me, okay? I promise you're gonna enjoy this. That's it. Good pet. So, how was it? Better than you'd even dreamed it would be? I'm glad to hear that, baby. But you still seem kind of nervous. You aren't very experienced, are you? Hey, don't worry. You have nothing to worry about. Just give in and let Big Sis take care of you, okay? Aren't you such a beautiful, submissive little kitten? Shaking ever so slightly in my arms. It's okay, honey. I've got you now. Have you ever been kissed like this, sweetie? Had your tongue sucked on? I didn't think so. It must be overwhelming. Yeah. Is your blood already boiling? Are you starting to get excited, slut? Good pet. I love hearing you moan so desperately for me. To think, you were acting all meek and modest before. And now, well, But you can only show this side of yourself to me, right? Mm-hmm. Big sis makes you lose control, doesn't she? My chaste little maiden. I'm gonna enjoy corrupting you. Shh. Don't fight it. There's no need to be shy with me. Desire isn't something to be ashamed by. You want to feel good, don't you, kitten? To become a whiny, needy mess. That's it. Be honest with yourself. Yes, show me your lust, the desperate ache in your heart to serve. I'll accept all of it. Hey, can I touch you down there? It's okay if you want to go slow, though. Like I said, I'll stop whenever you say so. It's just, I've been interested in you for a long time, and I'd like this to be special, something you won't ever forget. If you'll let me, I'll make sure this is a moment you fantasize about for years. How it felt to be Big Sis's good little pet. Simply remembering that will get you worked up. I wonder, have you already played with yourself, imagining me having my way with you? Yeah. Naughty kitten. Maybe I should punish you a little for that. How is it, sweetie? Being rubbed so softly through your pants? Don't worry. I'll be really gentle. I know this is a lot for you, but you're safe with me. You're always safe with me. No, it's okay. I didn't expect you to be so forward, that's all. Here, how about I take my shirt off so you can touch them more directly? I figured you'd notice I wasn't wearing a bra. That's kind of the reason I put this tight tank top on in the first place. I bet it was really hard not staring at my chest, especially with these stiff nipples poking out. Go ahead. You can rub them. Oh. Your hands are so soft, sweetie. Yeah. Keep playing with my tits. Fuck. Oh, I haven't been this turned on in ages. You drive me wild, sweetie. We could go even further, though. That is, if you're okay with it. If you're okay with me. You really mean that? Like you aren't just saying it. I know I act like I've got all this bravado around you, but the truth is, I can be insecure sometimes. Not everyone is as sweet and adorable as you are, darling. People used to make fun of me because of how I look, because of how tall I am or whatever. Usually, I'd knock some sense into them, but it still got to me. Those insults would sting for a while afterward. So, when I saw how flustered you got around me, it felt really nice. Here was this cutie looking into my eyes with such love and adoration. I mean, of course I couldn't resist teasing. And I don't want to stop either. Not until I make you mine. Help me take off my pants, baby. There you go. Now watch me slip my panties down my legs. See how wet I am for you, kitten? So pink and beautiful. My pussy is practically soaked. Well, Don't just sit there drooling. You want to make Big Sis feel even better, don't you? Oh, holy shit. Good pet. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, rough my slit. Oh, you're better at this than I'd expected. You can slip a finger inside if you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop kissing me. Oh, good pet. Oh, not too fast. Work me up until I'm shuddering and spasming around your fingers. Oh, I can't even imagine what my sister would do if she saw us like this. Probably start yelling before trying to tear us apart. Though, she might keep herself hidden instead and watch us fuck with a hand down her pants. I want you to strip for me, kitten. I want to see all of you. That's it. Show Big Sis that sexy body of yours. You really are perfect for me. I want to kiss every inch of you. From your toes to your... But not yet. Get on your knees, pet. Big Sis needs you to finish her off with your mouth. Oh, so obedient. I know you can't wait to get a taste of me. Yeah, stick your tongue out, baby. Oh, look at you, lapping up at my juices. Oh, you really are a little kitten. Oh, so needy. I taste amazing, don't I? Oh, that's it. Press your face into my mound. Oh, mark yourself with my scent, baby. Oh, your tongue is going so deep. Oh, still a bit clumsy, but fuck, do you give good head. At this rate, you're gonna get me addicted. Would you like that, sweetie? For Big Sis to pick you up whenever she needs to get off? Yeah, you want to help relieve some tension every day after work? Oh, listen to those whines. Oh, are you feeling frustrated? Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't deny my perfect pet. You can touch yourself, kitten. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get right to the edge for me. Don't stop worshiping my pussy either. Here, I'm gonna just put my hands behind your head. Okay? Oh, running my fingers through your hair as I grind into you. God, I feel like I'm in a dream. Oh, I'm so glad you stayed over, sweetie. Oh, I love you. Oh, I've loved you for so long. And now I finally get to claim you. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come. Shit, don't stop. Oh, I want us to orgasm at the same time. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you almost there? Oh, fuck, do it. Make yourself come as I squirt all over your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Oh, fuck, take it. Take it. Oh, oh. Oh, good pet. Oh, no, keep licking. Slow, careful licks. Ah, that's right. Clean me up. Come here, darling. I want your lips on mine again. You taste lovely. You got quite the treat, didn't you? Yeah. Well, next time will be even better. I'll fuck you unconscious. I mean it. You belong to me now, kitten. And I plan to spoil you rotten. We probably won't have much time to play video games in the next few weeks. I do still have to break you in, after all. You don't have to think about that right this second, though. Just lay your head on my chest and rest, okay? I love you too, dork. Is it that late already? Fuck. How long did you say the study session was gonna go? Shit. My sister's almost home. Get your clothes on. And we made a mess of this couch, didn't we? Maybe get some Febreze and some towels? I don't know, dude. We have to do something. My sister will be pissed if she finds out what we just did. Actually, whatever. This was totally worth it. Plus, she always did say I'd be a bad influence on you. I could say that I was only testing her theory. No? Don't think she'll believe that? All right, love. Why don't you go hide in my room then? I'll give some excuse for why you left and come up afterwards. I'm not done with you yet. Not even close. You'd better be ready.